Let's start by going to Denver. Great town, great city, but one of the strangest airports around. What's happening there?
Well, the Denver airport clearly is potentially a not just a concentration camp type of facility, but also a major administrative hub for emergency management. The underground facilities are vast, and I happened to be really blessed to be there 3 days after it opened. And I don't know if you remember, they had baggage problems. The baggage wasn't coming correctly, and they actually had the people that were flying in going through the underground tunnels at that time. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you ever go through there in the tunnels?
I didn't go through the tunnels. I've been in Denver a couple times. And one of the strange things I've noticed at the airport was just the artwork. We'll get into that, too, because that's got some strange symbolism, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've got a beautiful presentation up on waronwethepeople.com. And I did it for you, George, because I know you wanted to cover it tonight. So I hope the site stays up. You know, it may crash because it's on own
Mac
server. But basically, waronwethepeople.com. We'll get into the photos. They're horrific, and they really are extremely clear in what they depict. Well, the day that I was in on the third day of the airport when it opened in 94, I went through the tunnels, and I saw the most amazing, magnificent murals that were mosaic tile, gold inlay, that was celebrating the New World Order. And those three words, I kid you not, are on a huge, beautiful gold leaf mural in the tunnels that we, the people who landed there, went through and walked through. I wish I had a camera, but I didn't have it at that time. And then later on, about 2 years later, I was sitting and examining again the murals that we're going to talk about. And there was I was wearing an Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola T-shirt, which is my book. Yeah, and one of the workers there was having lunch and sitting next to me. He says, "That's a great book." I said, "Thanks a lot." He said, "Why do you say thank you?" I said, "Well, I'm Dr. Horowitz." He says, "No." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Let me show you something." And he took his lunch break. And he did something that he knew he wasn't supposed to. He took me downstairs, and he took me on two different levels. And that's where I learned personally that they are vast. These expanses underground are just beyond imagination. And again, the potential for this being a major hub for emergency management, for preparations and administration during the martial law, during biological and or chemical weapons attacks, during all of the concerns that we the people have that we are witnessing unfolding, unfortunately.
Could be a new capital if they need it, right?
It could be amazing things. It could be, yeah. It really could be. And, of course, the Atlanta airport is really the the couple, the brother and sister of the underground airport facilities for this kind of emergency management.
Is it necessary, is it smart business, Len, to have these caverns and these facilities underground just in case?
Well, gee whiz, I can't even conceive of the stupidity of those who are engaged in the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel that they would not just simply endanger we the people, but even themselves, unless they are an alien race in various ways. We could talk about that. And the pictures at Denver Airport incredibly depict that kind of concern. Now, I've stayed away from that whole concept of the alien phenomenon.
Right.
And the reason I have primarily is because it's definitely a political agenda. It's an economic, geopolitical agenda that's articulated in the report from Iron Mountain for the New World Order to bring all the people of the world together. They knew that they needed to create concerns, issues that affect everyone, including an alien or extraterrestrial or cosmic risk. And so clearly I've stayed away from it because, I'm more of a scientist. I want to see some hard facts. And However, as a behavioral scientist, I can tell you that the manipulation, intoxication, and depopulation agenda is not of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob loving humanity. It's foreign to we the people who love each other and want to have a better world. And so it is alien. And that this concept of bringing about biochemical warfare, intoxicating the planet with nuclear and chemical weapons of mass destruction, which has been ongoing, the environmental degradation and pollution, likewise, this is either stupid to the max or alien.
Is it a plan that's been underfoot for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been unraveling clearly since about the 1776 arena, where you read about exactly what is taking place in the Protocols of the Elders of Sion. Before that was an anti-Semitic document. It was, and I believe it's true, it was a leak from the Rothschild family and Mayor Bauer, Amschel Bauer, his name was before Rothschild, and he literally laid out the agenda, which is absolutely unfolding. When you read that document, and, you know, as a Jew, I encourage people to read that document for the educational purposes.
Sure.
And this whole concept of there being a Jew world order and those that are out there, we'll cover this tonight because it's very important. Those agent provocateurs that are actually operating for CIA, FBI, a COINTELPRO-like operation, the globalist infiltration of our activist organizations and the grassroots, their agenda is to divide the people every which way possible. Helter-skelter, mass mind manipulation and population, engaging the population in war. To do that, you've got to create hate and division. So Christian from Muslim, Jew from Gentile, black from white, gay from straight, Democrat from Republican, that's how the dissonance and the disease and the population reduction through war is advanced. And that's an old agenda. And it's very clear that was the agenda that was being laid out in the Protocols of the Elders of Sion.
They need chaos to survive, don't they?
Absolutely. It's, you know, so it's the great spiritual war, really. It's about chaos and fear, induction, versus love and cohesiveness and bringing each other, our hearts together as one human family.
How many tunnel-type, Denver-type airports or facilities do you think there are in the country? And maybe the entire planet?
Well, I'm not an expert in that field, but I am absolutely certain that they turn most of the military bases into these concentration camp facilities for FEMA operations. And Halliburton organization, which is major, you know, you've got Bush, Cheney, CIA connection to FEMA and the organizations and those behind even the terrorist manipulations –